A little book that's affected millions.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new book, Why Would a Loving God? Well, Ken, tell me more about this little book that's impacted so many lives.
Well, I love to read 2 Timothy 4, verse 13. Here Paul was in prison, and he asked Timothy, bring the cloak when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. You see, this reminds me about the booklet that changed my life. It was way back in 1974. I was studying to become a science teacher. Now, I already believed that Genesis was literal history, because my father taught me that, but I didn't have answers about evolution and the supposed millions of years of Earth history, and of course they plagued my mind. Then I came across a booklet from England. In it I read that the Bible makes it clear that Adam's sin brought death and disease into the world. And you know, this hit me right between the eyes. Of course, you can't have millions of years of death before Adam. As a result, this booklet, and now through the ministry of Answers in Genesis, has been impacting millions of lives. You see, every time I read Paul's request for books and parchments, I get excited to think how God still uses books to change lives today. You know, it's a great privilege and duty for Christians to get Bible-upholding materials into people's hands.
Indeed, as biblical truths get further into our Western societies, we'll see a turn in today's culture wars. For some fascinating reading, read Ken Ham's free booklet on creation, evolution, and the culture wars. Find it on the web free at AnswersRadio.com.